Janae Larson, who tragically died in the Beach Road landslide last December, had always dreamed of improving the playground at the Haynes School, where she was a kindergarten teacher.
I'm part of what we call Team Janae, which is the group of folks that is helping to create this playground in Janae's memory.
Shelley Sloper is a Haynes School Board member and a Haynes alum. We're standing on the edge of the current playground, where one small structure stands. It's recess, and kids clamber up the ladder and bound around. Beyond is a clear view of Mount Rapinski's snow-capped peak.
Play is such an important part of development, too. And, you know, Janae was just super passionate about teaching and supporting her students, you know, in the classroom, but also out here.
Janae had grown up in Haynes. She graduated from the class of 2016 with a desire to return to Haynes School and teach. In 2020, she landed her dream job as the kindergarten teacher. Larson and David Simmons were killed on December 2nd in the Beach Road landslide. Her dog, Red, was also lost. Sloper says it was Janae's mother's idea to create the memorial playground, and the community quickly rallied to make it happen. They started a GoFundMe page, and so far they've raised just over $31,000 toward a $110,000 goal.
As you can tell, there's just a couple of pieces of equipment, and they're, you know, it just needs to be updated. And basically the idea is that the elements of the playground will represent or sort of showcase some things we love about Haynes and some things that Janae loved about Haynes, like the ocean and the river and water sports, and really just be a place for, well, it will look beautiful, but also be a space for learning and development for the K-2 students.
A landscape architecture firm in Juneau volunteered to create a design. The initial design features a variety of play and learning spaces, including a boat structure, tricycle trail, and an outdoor classroom. It's posted now on the Janae Larson Group Facebook page.
It's been so wonderful. It's so heartening to see the donations that are coming in, and folks are just really excited about the project. And we're seeing that from the school community, from the broader community, and from folks around the world who just saw the project and thought it was great, or love Janae and just really are excited to see this in, you know, being done in her honor. So we've raised a lot of money already, and we still have a little ways to go. So all in all, the response has been really super positive.
Sloper says now they're still fundraising, and the playground design will be finalized based on the funding. Besides creating a beautiful and fun new space for students, she says working on the project has also been healing for the family, friends, and school community.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's been something that we can put our energy towards in a way that gives us a purpose, I think, in a lot of ways. sorry. You know, it's not easy because it is, it reminds us of Janae all the time, but it's good in a way for healing to have Janae in our minds and to think about the things she cares about.
She says they hope it'll be a place for play, to remember Janae, and as a space for community healing. In Haynes, I'm Corinne Smith.